Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk with Chuck. I hope everybody had a good weekend, and Monday is upon us. It was a bad weekend for me. I got to see my mother, so it's all good. And I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all you mamas out there, for one. So in this episode, let's talk about the unknown. And what I mean by like the supernatural stuff, like aliens and Bigfoot, ghosts and whatnot, like all of those things. I am a firm believer that they exist, every single one of them. And do I have any concrete evidence? No. Do I have experience in one of those things? Yes. And I know the mind will trick somebody to thinking that's what they see. And that's usually, you know, how it is portrayed. It's fear or some kind of anxiety, like this image implants this in what's in front of you in the real world. And I don't know. It's, for me, I think it's the real deal. Never seen Bigfoot. I've seen a ghost. I've seen two, actually. And both were very intimidating encounters. People can say ghosts aren't real. That is cool. You have your opinion. And I respect it, you know. But the encounter that I had the very first time, I believe I was about 10 years old, if I'm not mistaken. My brother was the first one that encountered a ghost. And it was just a house that we grew up in, till I was 14. So one night, and this is my brother was telling me this, his ghost story. So one night, we were just going to bed, our usual time and everything. And you know how sometimes you wake up because you have to go to the restroom or you have to get a drink of water because you're so thirsty out of nowhere, right? Well, it was one of those nights. My brother got up, he went to the restroom, and then he said that he felt something watching him, supposedly. But, you know, he was thinking maybe it was a dog or something that was the eyes, is what he was saying. Well, he goes into the room, and he lays back in his bed and everything. We share the room. He slept on one side of the room, and I slept on the other side. And we were across from each other. So, anyways, he said he tossed and turned and couldn't sleep. And then I guess he started rubbing his eyes and turned one more time and facing the wall. And then that's where he was saying that something, he felt like something was still watching him. So he turned around and he happened to see this figure. And he couldn't say anything. He was thinking he was dreaming of it. And the ghost that he saw was a young boy, supposedly. And he just stared at him. And then he faded off. And my brother said he didn't sleep all that night. He didn't understand why he was there or anything. My brother didn't say he didn't feel threatened by this encounterment, by this ghost, whatever done that. And he tells me this next day, and I thought he was full of crap and everything. So I didn't really buy into it. Weeks later, like 2 months later, I guess, I really can't recall. Kind of the same thing for me. You know, I'm just laying in bed, I'm tossing and turning, and I don't know why. Well, I always had dogs sleep with me. They'll sleep by my feet or they'll sleep on my side, whatever. I was always had a dog with me. Well, my dog got up and kept on moving around. And my dog wasn't barking or anything, but something caught the attention of my dog. And so I'm figuring what's going on, and I grab my dog and I suck my dog underneath the blanket so maybe, he can just chillax and just go to sleep because whatever. That's when I saw something across from me and just above and just watching me. And it was very intimidating because this visitor, this ghost, didn't seem very friendly to me. And all I remember is that it flew right at me. I wasn't dreaming, it wasn't a nightmare, wasn't exaggerating. And it scared the living crap out of me. So I threw my blanket over my head. And I was just thinking, oh, that I'm gonna disappear. Like this thing's gonna pull me underneath the bed and that's it. Or pull me into the closet and I disappear, like something like that, right? No. So I told my brother that, and my brother, I described the ghost to him, and it was a completely different ghost. So, what that was, I don't know. I really don't know. Was it, we can call it BS, but I remember what I saw. I remember how I felt. The goosebumps and everything then and now talking about it are real. But yeah, I believe in stuff like that. I remember I used to walk into like abandoned houses with my friends and see what was in there, see if we would encounter things. And there was another encounter that I came across, and it was very scary. But I kept my composure. I said nope, and I turned around and walked off. Little did I know, I was the only one with the light, so everybody else had to run with me because they saw my facial expression of what I saw and the lifeless eyes that I had after that. Nope, it was yeah, I was good. I don't know, but they do exist in our world. Spirits, ghosts, they're here, and anybody that doesn't believe them, well, one day you'll have your chance. Hopefully you don't, but if you do, it's gonna be a peaceful one. I've never seen anything moved around me, but I've heard noises or things like getting knocked down out of nowhere, But the alien thing, I had two encounters on that one. One's vague, but the other one I know for sure. And that one was whenever I was in the back of the truck with my brother and my cousin. And we're coming back. And for some odd reason, we thought this was a falling star. Because I don't know why, but we saw a lot as a kid, falling stars, or shooting stars, sorry. And so we thought it was one of them. Well, sure enough, it wasn't. It could be a government aircraft for all I know, but it sure as hell didn't look like one. And it was, gosh, I don't know. It was shocking. It really was. I don't know. If I would have saw whatever came out of that, I probably would have like crapped my pants and screamed. I don't know. Like I said, I was a kid when I saw this. And so people don't think that at least aliens don't exist, and I firmly believe that they do. Like I said, I saw one for sure, and the other one's kind of vague, so no point in telling that story. I just know there's so many things out in our world, and we don't have enough time to go exploring. I think, you know, like I said, Bigfoot, I think he's real. Loch Ness Monster, real. Mermaids, I don't know, but they could be real. But ghosts and aliens, absolutely. I also still think that there's, like, other realities. I don't know. I can talk about this stuff all day, all night, and everything. And I don't know. I would love to encounter another ghost, I guess. I can't remember the other term that they call them. But hopefully it would be a peaceful one. But then again, I'd probably crap my pants if I see some weird things going on. And an alien? Oh, man. I don't know. If I think of aliens, like, my first impression is, like, I wanted to be, like, E.T. At least. Friendly. You know, phone home. Nothing like Mars Attack, but Jesus. We'll be dead. Unless they have those big-ass heads and you just gotta jam out with music and that's your only chance of survival. Or your other option, your aliens will be, or two other ones, or like, you know, the aliens and the predators, those things. Yeah, those would be awesome, but those would be very dangerous and will be wiped out. And then last, and not least, like, I think of Paul. And if you haven't seen that movie, it's hilarious. It has Simon Pegg and, dang it. Can't remember his buddy's name. These two guys do movies together, like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead and like World's End. Anyways, these two guys end up coming around or finding this alien, and it's pretty hilarious. This alien pretty much smokes pot and drinks beer and all that kind of stuff. Like, I would drink a beer with this alien. So, if there was, like, E.T. with that guy, I'd pick E.T. just because I feel like he can do a little bit more helpful things than Paul. But, yeah. I would love to encounter an alien. I just need to make sure that I have something on me in case. And even then, who knows, I'll even use it because I'll be, like, too frozen or whatever. I just want to record it, you know. I feel like I ramble enough, but if you have seen any aliens or had any ghost experience, please fill me in on that. Like, if you have one, you know, join me on a podcast and let's talk about it. I'm real and dying to know this type of stuff. Encounterments for anybody else, you know. But I see the time, it's getting late, I have to work in the morning. So I'll be back with another episode soon this week and everything to make up for it. But I hope everybody has a good night, and we'll be back. Peace.